Listen to Jerry Agar weekdays 9 to noon on NewsTalk1010.com. You're listening to Jerry Agar on In Depth Radio. NewsTalk 1010.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my God. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God.
You have to wonder what the percentage is in the city stuck to their guy here on Motown Fridays on NewsTalk 1010, but we've certainly been hearing from some of them here on the show at 872-1010. The mayor still has many, many supporters. I don't know if that's enough to win the next election. It's what Rob Ford at this point is going to count on, because he shows no interest in stepping aside to get help if that's what he needs, or to even just do it because it would look good politically and come out and win the next election. As far as we can tell, he hasn't shown up for what would be an important meeting at City Hall regarding garbage and water. Those are issues that he has taken on as very important issues. There's the issue of rising fees there for the penny-pinching mayor to deal with. Garbage, of course, and the contracting out has been an important issue to the mayor. And there are still those people who support the mayor, but there are more and more people and all four newspapers who are now at least saying he needs to do something to get in front of this thing, and that the mayor has not been forthright with all of us regarding whatever swirls around that now recovered video. So how is it that a person who may go into what he or she does with absolute good intentions, could be a really good person, can, in a bold-faced way, lie to people? Registered psychologist Orrin Amitai joins me. Hi, Orrin.
Hi, Jerry.
Good to have you. So, is it possible that at the heart of someone who consistently doesn't tell the public, family, himself, the truth, is a good person?
Could be. They may, or they may also convince themselves that what they're doing is for, you know, the just cause. The end justifies the means.
Could there be at the heart of it substances that are, in a sense, doing the talking for them?
There can be, but you know, there's no drug that we know of that would actually make a person a liar. People will lie when they're hooked on substances because they do that in order to, you know, to help them get the substances to cover up what they're doing and so on. But the drug itself would not actually make them a liar. However, when people are hooked on drugs and you know, alcohol and so on, they do often say that they are acting so far out of character that it's really not them.
All right. One of the reasons I asked that question, Doctor, is because many, many, many years ago, I interviewed Johnny Cash, and one of the questions I asked him was how a smart person, a successful person, he was a man of faith, could get involved in drugs. And he talked about being worn out on the road and somebody handing him some drugs to pick him up, and it helped. And he said to himself, because he was a religious person, God would not have brought this to me if it wasn't good. And then he said the most powerful thing to me: that's how drugs talk. And I've remembered it forever, because I think what he was saying is you stop really thinking clearly and being yourself.
Well, for sure. And I mean, that's the one thing that everyone hooked on drugs or alcohol does, is they rationalize their behaviors and their actions, which is why it's so hard for them to change, because they can tell themselves whatever they need to in order to keep doing what they're doing, no matter how destructive or self-destructive it is.
All right. Now, we don't know for a fact that Mayor Rob Ford, which is what precipitates the person who precipitates this discussion, has a drug problem or an alcohol problem. There's a lot of suspicious circumstances around, but either one, if it begins to govern your life, governs your life.
It does. And I'm teaching right now at the University of Psychology of Addictions, and I've had some people come in. They are good people. They're actually very good people at heart. And they all said that very clearly. Once they were hooked, drugs or alcohol became the number one thing in their mind. Their mind had no space for anything else but fulfilling that need.
But there are many people who function within their occupation, and it's not just musicians, who can function very well under the influence of various substances.
Sure. And some people can also, you know, do lines and lines of coke one night and not get hooked. And other people have what we call the addict's brain, where it does seem neurologically they are more susceptible to becoming hooked or to not being able to function as well as others might be able to on that drug.
Is there a type of personality that would have more of an issue?
That's hard to tell. We haven't been able to determine that. We do know that people who are narcissistic who are borderline personality or have antisocial personality are the most likely to become substance abusers.
I don't think that in Mayor Rob Ford's case, he's antisocial. I think he's shy and sometimes uncomfortable around people.
For sure, but he's also, I mean, I've got to say, and this I've never assessed him, as we know, so I'm not making any claims about him, but the way he's responded to every challenge, to every, you know, question about his integrity and so on, is very similar to what we've seen with other people, whether it's Lance Armstrong, Charlie Sheen, or others, who do have a certain personality style that makes them very susceptible to lashing out at those who would dare challenge them and coming up with these bold statements that make everybody believe they have to have evidence to back up their word. They would never say this if they didn't have 100% proof behind them, yet we find out afterwards there is no evidence.
Well, boldness is a good strategy up to a certain point.
Yeah, and it actually, in the workplace, we find that many people who are narcissists or psychopaths or sociopaths, they do this, and it's so powerful because, again, the average person does not expect somebody to make a bold-faced lie to their face and say, you know what, I've got the evidence, come on, challenge me, and I'll prove you wrong. Most people don't do that unless they have that evidence, so it can be a very good strategy because people back off.
All right. Well, you're using pretty strong words when you say, you know, sociopaths or narcissists. And I want to make sure we're clear on what it means to you as a doctor, as opposed to what it might mean when the public hears it. In-depth radio, News Talk 1010. I'm Jerry Yeager. I'm talking to Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist. We're talking about people who will boldly, forthrightly, and right to the end tell you something that isn't true, even if in their heart they must know that the truth is out there, certainly. At this point, the mayor has to be called to the carpet, I think, on why he so boldly continued to insist that a video didn't exist when we are told now by the police chief it does. Certainly there are those people who will still believe that the video is fabricated, that the chief is lying. I've had people say so here on the show. But as a result of that, and it's you know, obviously because of the discussion around the mayor, but also in terms of anyone who may exhibit that kind of behavior, I'm talking to Dr. Oren Amate about it. Now, you've used words like narcissist and sociopath, antisocial personalities, and I think, you know, that just evokes the kind of people we see on criminal shows and evil people. I don't think that's what you mean.
No, and to be very clear, I said it before, but I want to say it again. I am not in any way implying that Rob Ford is any one of these types. I have to be very clear about that. I'm just talking about patterns of behavior.
Right.
And in fact, narcissists and sociopaths, we're going to find them as equally in politics, in law, in business, as very successful as we might find them in jail or doing crimes. So
well,
people have to understand that.
Well, sure, because I was thinking back to a conversation you and I had one day about how that sometimes those types of personalities are personality traits that serve someone well in rising to the top in an organization. The CEO of the organization may exhibit some of those traits, and yet everyone is benefiting from his or her performance.
Certain people are benefiting. Oftentimes they do that at the cost of others. And that's why they're so effective, because when I talk about narcissism or sociopathy or psychopathy, we're talking about somebody who has very little or no regard for the well-being of others. They can't prioritize anybody above themselves. They are number one. They have little compassion or conscience, if any, and that is what makes them able to make the really, really hard decisions that, as you say, can benefit many while also harming others.
Yeah, but it can benefit many in that they're the kind of person who can make the brutal decisions that have to be made in order to keep an organization afloat, because that benefits the person in charge through reputation, through financial means, that sort of thing. But everybody else who draws a paycheck benefits from it.
Oh, for certain. But again, there will be, just because when I in my job, I'm usually dealing with the people who have been the victims of those types of people. So I just want to give the other side as well. So they're very effective. They can help the shareholders. They can give, you know, they can employ lots of people, but there will usually be victims of their ruthlessness.
I wonder how you react when you hear Dave Agar on News and Views say something like this.
City Council could bring the business of government to a grinding halt until the mayor steps down. Councillors, for example, might want to consider rotating boycotts of council meetings and committee meetings. Make sure there are just enough councillors absent so there's never a quorum, so nothing can be voted upon as long as Rob Ford is still the mayor. There's another possibility. Ford has often said that he only does what the taxpayers want. Well, let's see if he's a man of his word on that. tell him what you want. Either Rob, get out, or Rob, get help. Call him. He claims to respond to all the phone calls. Here's his number, 416-397-FORD. That's 416-397-3673. If you like Rob Ford, he needs your help so he can get help. If you can no longer tolerate Rob Ford, Toronto needs your help. If either matters to you, it's time to act.
So, Dr. Oren Amatay, are you one of those people, without doing an assessment of the mayor himself, but you're also a citizen of the city, does it feel to you like Dave Agar's on the right track there? The mayor needs some help.
It does. I mean, it does seem like that from all the circumstances that have arisen. Again, without having diagnosed him or assessed him, I would think so. I would hate to see a city grind to a halt in order to get him out. That is worrisome. But I do think that he needs to surround himself. And this happens with a lot of people in a position of power. They are surrounded by the wrong people. They need people who are going to actually think about the person who is, you know, who's carrying them on their coattails, who's making their lives interesting and fun and maybe powerful. They've got to be able to say, you know what, let's do things differently. And I don't know if he has those people around him.
Well, whether the most brilliant people are around the leader or the worst people are around the leader chose them. And so that is what it is. And sometimes some leaders can accept the kind of person who, you know, will point out when the emperor has no clothes, and some leaders can't.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Most people learn very quickly that those who, you know, who point out the nudity of the leader, they get turfed really quickly. So everybody learns to shut up.
No, that's okay. I'm just out of time here, but I appreciate it very much. You were going to say the best leaders have the people who will tell them the truth.
They can accept it.
Yeah. Always good to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Take
Dr. Oren Amatay, registered psychologist. The number here is 872-